time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And our show is brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, starlights.com. That's StarlightsTS.com and alternativecancer.us. And if you haven't checked them out yet, please do. On starlights.com, you'll find all kinds of New Age helpful stuff and pretty stuff, such as CDs and DVDs and artwork and little sayings and books and all kinds of stuff. And then on alternativecancer.us, you will find over 1,000 pages of all kinds of information about how to deal with various types of cancers. And they also have test kits available. They do require two people for the testing, unless you are familiar with muscle testing and can test yourself. But for most people, it's going to require two people to use the test kit. What the test kit does is it helps you to determine which way is going to be the best way for you to go. So you save time, money, and frustration, and decrease your amount of fear. So do check them out if you haven't yet, please. They are wonderful people. They care, and they've been putting their necks on the line for a long time to bring you the truth about how to deal with these devastating illnesses. Okay, so tonight we had Joey Korn scheduled. I don't know what happened, but with solar flares and all that kind of stuff, it would be pretty easy to have long-distance telephone stuff interrupted. So hopefully he'll be able to join us at some point. But if not, we'll reschedule him. And Joey has some really fascinating information that he's come up with in dowsing. This is new stuff. So I'm really hoping that he can get to a phone or get a phone that works. And like I said, it's a little hard with all the energies on the planet. So until we can talk to Joey, I will just blather on about what's been going on this last week. And if you are at all sensitive, I bet you have been saying, oh my, this last week, the universal energies have kicked my butt. And if you're anything like me, you spend a lot of time sleeping, if you could, and not sleeping when you were supposed to. So basically, what we had coming up to the solstice and the supermoon was about 5 sleepless nights for most people. And I'm including people that are used to working with the high energies. And especially, you know, people that live in vortex areas, you get kind of used to dealing with really high energetic fluxes. And so you just kind of roll with the punches and it's no big deal. Well, I'm here to tell you this last week was difficult. And I just was going, wow, I don't know how much more of this I can take, because I just couldn't keep my eyes open. And yet, conversely, at night, I couldn't sleep. So I'd doze off and I'd wake up like every hour. It was horrendous. And then I would get up finally and think, okay, I got to go through my day and do stuff, and I'd zonk out. So I probably slept about between 16 and 20 hours a day for the last week, most of it during the daytime or close to the daytime. So if you were going through that, fear not. It's just part of it. I had a bunch of people calling me and a bunch of people I had to see who literally lost their minds. And we're totally freaked out. And again, that's just another part of this whole thing. And the problem is, if you're not centered, if you don't keep your balance, then it can knock you off very easily. So I had people running around trying to test themselves with kinesiology and pendulums and all this other kind of stuff. And I kept telling them, just put that stuff down, okay? Forget it. You can't test for those things when you're out of balance. And nobody was hearing me, you know. Everybody I said that to said, oh, no, I'm going to – here, muscle test me. Oh, no, here, I'm going to use my pendulum. Oh, no, here, I'm going to channel. It's like, no, stop. Don't do any of that stuff. Just chill out. That's what you have to do when these energy surges hit, because they're very hard on your physical body. And so if you're trying to go through life as usual when this stuff is going on, it can be devastating. So I heard about all kinds of accidents that people were involved in and all kinds of things that were poor judgment, worse poor judgment than usual. And a lot of that was just due to the fact that the brains are getting short-circuited by all this energy that's going on. It's bouncing off all over the place. I had several people that told me that they thought they were going into some kind of mental derangement. And a couple of them, I said, if you hadn't been talking to me, you would have been. Because if people had seen you acting the way you were acting and didn't know you and didn't know about all this other stuff going on, they would have put you in the hospital and put you on drugs. So there's a lot of that going on, okay? So if it happened to you or somebody that you know and love, okay, no big surprise, all right? All it means is that the people that got affected that way were not centered. You've got to be centered as we go through this stuff, people. And I even got reminded of this. And by the way, I put the grounding file, I didn't put it there. The lovely guys at BBS Radio put it there for me on the radio page, kind of around my picture. There's some green printing and it says grounding. Click on that and you can download the grounding that I suggest because it was given to me by Spirit many years ago. It's extremely powerful. And so I've been doing that several times a day myself, and the more I do it, the better I feel. So you might want to try that. Then you can also drop me a line and I'll send you the WAVE file. It's just an MP3. It's not that long. It's only a couple minutes. It's very easy to do. And as you practice it and you get used to feeling those energies moving, then you can do it in a couple seconds, you know, just by visualizing the energies. So that's one of the things that can help you to be grounded. If you're getting attacked by all kinds of things that are going bump in the night, you need to add protection around that too. So that's the white light protection. Just see yourself in a bubble of white light and you and that bubble inside of another bubble of electric blue flame from the sword of Archangel Michael. And then around that, another bubble of brilliant white light of protection. And when you do that, you're grounded, connected, and completely protected. And, you know, you can have other ways of doing that too. Do whatever works for you. The main thing is, if you're acting crazy, you're not grounded, connected, or protected. Okay? So watch yourselves. And just try not to do anything that's really critical during these times when this kind of stuff comes up. The solstice has always been a very powerful time. And with all these extra energies that are coming at us, they become extremely powerful. So you can, you know, do your solstice ceremonies and set your intention for the next 6 months, and it'll usually come to pass fairly easily. Or you can ignore it and try to do the usual stuff and get angry and upset and all that other stuff, and then you'll get more of that for 6 months. So what's your choice? My choice is love and light and fun. But that's me, you know. You could choose something else if you want to. Anyway, so that's the gist of this whole stuff that's going on. You know, we talked about this stuff last week too, but the reason I'm talking about it again, and in part of it's because I don't know what happened to my guest, but the other part of it is that I've seen the shift. Okay, we had a big shift a couple days ago, and things got easier. So if you're still having a problem, you need to ask yourself, what is it I'm trying to hold on to? Because until you let go of whatever it is you're trying to hold on to, you might experience those intense energies a bit longer. Because the whole point is to flush this stuff out of us and to get us to the point of love and light so we're ready for whatever's coming. Now, I heard somebody saying that, actually I've heard a couple people that I know, saying that as of tomorrow we are having 3 days of darkness. You know, people have been predicting this 3 days of darkness and terror now for how long? At least 100 years. And I remember back in the 90s, early 90s, there were people who were convinced that we had to have these thick welder's goggles because the 3 days of darkness was going to be followed by 3 days of light that would be so brilliant as we passed through the photon belt that it could literally kill you, you know, if you didn't try to cover your eyes up or something. And they were telling everybody, you know, close your drapes, go hide under the bed, go in the darkest closet in your house, you know, all this kind of stuff. Well, of course, that never happened. Or if it did, I guess I missed it. But I could have been on another planet. Who knows? You know, it's getting weirder and weirder as we move farther into what's real and away from what we think is real. So I guess the best I can offer you is just stay centered, okay? Stay in connection with your highest self. And that's the best. Okay, we have a caller, DJ from Sedona. Hey, DJ, how's it going?
Really good. How you doing, Valerie?
I'm doing a heck of a lot better now that we got through the worst of last week.
Yes, that's true. Well, I was listening, and I had something to ask Joe, but I thought I would call in and just talk a little bit too, you know. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully,
yeah.
Joey will join us at some point. We'll see.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the energies and really what Valerie had just said earlier about if you're going crazy, you're definitely not anchoring, you know, the light and the energy each day that we so desperately need to sometimes keep that barrier between the dark. And it just helps all around just to keep, you know, oneself in balance. So,
mm-hmm.
And that helps me every morning. I do a shield protection and a walk mostly just so I can, you know, stay balanced throughout the day. Because you don't ever know when they're coming in here saying something. I have a store, so, you know, people, you know, are just kind of all over the place right now at times. And, you know, it's try to act as compassionate as you can when you see that, because it is kind of you feel kind of actually sad for it, actually. So you, as more balanced as you can be, will create that ease with inside them. In fact, a lot of people like just to come here and sit in my gallery because they feel comfortable. So,
yeah, well, it's really difficult because people, I mean, they're knocked so far out of balance. And, I mean, I had so many people last week calling me. I mean, I was getting kind of irate because it started at 8:30 in the morning, you know. And you know, I like to take my morning slow. And I just had so many phone calls some days that, you know, it was like, you know, 4 p.m. before I had breakfast just because I was constantly on the phone trying to help people. Yeah. And it's like, wow, you know, I mean, we're going to have days like this and it's going to get worse. So people really need to start practicing this whole centering and grounding and balancing stuff, because otherwise we are going to have people that literally lose their minds. And then at some point, I guess they won't be coming back. I don't know, you know, but I mean, you know, once your mind goes completely offline, wow. And this is not normal. This is all, you know, just due to energetic stuff. So I don't know how much any drugs are going to help with something like that.
No. And really fine-tune your diet. I've noticed that just within the last 2 or 3 weeks, just doing just simple things to fine-tune it. And it might have to do something different a little bit every single day, you know, because I know that as clean as you can eat and as much water as you can eat. Right now I need a lot of protein. So that's just what I try to eat, you know. I'm not a vegan or anything, so I do eat meat, and I'm thankful that I have it to eat, actually. But it's definitely helping me stay a little bit more clear throughout the day with, you know, the protein. So
awesome. And yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Joey just came on. So, hey, Joey, how you doing?
Hey, I so apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Stuff is going on. It's just been crazy. And Joey, I have DJ, a friend of mine from Sedona, on, and she has a question for you.
Okay.
So let's jump into that, and then we'll give your bio information and all that in a little bit.
Okay.
So go ahead,
Hi,
DJ.
Hi, Joe. I'm DJ. I'm from Sedona. I just have just a simple question about the dowsing. When you're sitting and a question will come where a person will ask a question, let's say you're dowsing for an individual, okay, you ask to be a pure and perfect channel. Is there ever a time within your own being that you feel that the answers that you're receiving are incorrect? Meaning that,
well,
that
how about
something
this?
Else
is there ever a time where I know they're correct? I have a new version of my book out. It's called Dowsing, A Path to Enlightenment. It's a revised edition. And I've added a whole new section to it with five new chapters in part three of the book. The first chapter is why I no longer do pendulum dowsing. I did everything I could for years. I practiced and practiced asking, trying to get correct answers. And I could not consistently get the correct answers and know that I was getting it. Now, I would get answers every now and then that proved so incredibly accurate and beyond any chance, beyond any reasonable doubt. And I know I tuned into something because I couldn't have gotten so close in various things that I tried. But then I couldn't repeat it. And then it would happen again, and then I couldn't repeat it again. So I no longer do any information dowsing. Ask any yes-no questions. I don't use charts. All I do is find energy. I explore the energies, the invisible energies that are behind the scenes in life that support us every minute of every day. These energies are within us. They're around us. They're in our homes. They're in our offices. They're everywhere we go. And they're integral to life itself. So I've learned to find these energies and learn about their true nature. So all I use dowsing for is to find various kinds of energy and determine what they're related to. There's several. I douse like five different kinds of energies that are related to the earth, to earth energies. I douse human-related energies, which most dowsers totally ignore. And they're some of the most important energies that we have in our living environments. And I douse electrical fields, and I've learned to determine what they're related to and whether they're harmful to us or weakening to us, not harmful. I don't consider them harmful. And then I use prayer and blessing to change those energies to be beneficial if they're weakening or detrimental to us. And I bring them into balance. I remove some energies and bring in more energies with the blessing process to create ideal energy environments. So, I've answered your question by telling you what I don't do anymore and what I'm doing now.
Yeah, because I've dowsed for years and years and years, and I was noticing, like in the early 90s, mid-90s, that there was some infiltration there, so I had to actually readjust. And I lived in Colorado, like at 8,200 feet, so I had to kind of like readjust and stuff. And there was some stuff that was definitely going on at that time. So I just, and by all means, I didn't mean it to be any kind of derogatory or whatever. I just
that's what I'm trying to say. I am not down. I am not against pendulum dowsing or information dowsing. It's just that it's not for me anymore. I am very confident in my energy dowsing. I can find the energies, and I've learned through the years what they're related to. And even though I don't do information dowsing per se, in other words, asking yes-no questions or using a chart to gather information with a pendulum, I get lots of information, but it comes from many years of dowsing, exploring these energies, and working with over 1,000 clients about what's going on in their lives, and then it helps me learn what's going on with what these energies are all about. So I get a lot of information from my dowsing, but not in the typical way that most dowsers would think. And
well,
most
I thank you so much for answering the question.
Like I'm being derogatory on pendulum dowsing, and I don't mean to be. Most people say that when they read that or they hear me talk about that version of my work or what I don't do anymore, why, they feel a relief and they feel they appreciate it because they have the same problem.
Yeah, I that's exactly how I feel right now. That's good. So that was a perfect answer. Thank you.
Well, I didn't think it was derogatory at all.
Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you for
your
time.
By the way, I'm coming. I'll be speaking at the Flagstaff Dowsers Conference in early October, I think it is.
Oh, well, good. I'd love to see you there.
The information's in my website, I think, at dowsers.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe. You have a nice night. Thank you.
Sure, DJ. You too.
Yeah, it's interesting too, Joey, because I came to that conclusion a long time ago about the pendulum as well. I had a guy teach me how to use it years ago who was a shaman, and he taught me that sometimes you have to clear it with every single question because it's very easy for any of the negative energies around you to mess with the pendulum. And I got to the point where I said, this is just flipping ridiculous, you know.
Well,
it's much easier just to let it come
through. Very difficult, Valerie, to get beyond what you think, wish, believe, or more dangerously, what you fear. And it's so difficult to distinguish between what you think, believe, or fear and what's truth with a capital T.
Exactly.
And
it's much easier to go with the inner.
If I can't feel confident in my dowsing, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I find
so I don't begrudge other people from doing it, and I don't try to belittle other people that do it, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, me either. I found that it was just so much work. It's much easier just to allow your inner knowing, your intuition to work. As long as you can trust your intuition, I found I can trust mine 100%. But but some people haven't gotten to that point yet. And so, the first thing I ask them is, well, how often do you clear the energies around you? They're like, what? I go, okay, I'm starting to see the problem here. But anyway,
I'm clearing the energies around me all the time, but it's not so I'll get clear good answers with my pendulum dowsing.
Right, yeah, it's because of the other stuff.
I want to keep clear, balanced, and beneficial energies that are supportive of me, around me, and within me at all times.
Absolutely. And, you're a big help for other people. And, by the way, yes, I do feel much better after you helped me the last time.
Good, and, good.
And, listeners, I have to tell you that I had something going on where I had a lot of other dimensional energies that were interfering with me. And so I was testing out this new technology stuff, and the guy said, well, if this isn't coming out right on you, then it's because you've got all this other stuff around you. And I said, oh, boy. And so he said, oh, you need an exorcism. And I went, an exorcism? I'm not possessed. And then I thought about it, and I went, let's see, who can I talk to about this? I know, I'll call Joey. And it was just so wonderful. I felt so much better right away. And
I do find what I call entity energy, and people do consider, and I don't like to call it that. I try not to call it that anymore. But, people automatically thinking exorcism or some evil being, demonic being. That's not how I see it. It has something to do with human nature, the human condition. And I call it now interference energy. And I don't do an exorcism. I guess you could officially call it that, but I use blessing to remove the energies.
Exactly.
Now, some energies I remove, some energies I make beneficial, and others I bring in more. And and I turn it all over to nature to let her decide how best to deal with these energies.
What I find is really helpful with the way that you do it is there are many of us who are living in a place where there's this electro pollution that comes through. And like where I'm at, it comes through right at about head level and above. And it's right through the entire apartment. And it's just because of cell phone towers and dispatch towers and, you know, all this other stuff. And what that does, what I found, is it opens up portals into other dimensions. And, I mean, I've always seen all these other dimensional things anyway, but there are certain times when the energies of the Earth combine with that, and, boy, howdy, does it get busy and noisy.
Yeah, you know, that's what I call these, that interference energy. To me, they're portals to the astral plane.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And that allows energies in the astral plane to interfere with our energies. And it will upset the energies of the entire home. And basically, I just close the portals. I know where to find them. I know how to find them. And I know how to identify them. And I just close them. You know, Valerie, I know I was late, and you mentioned the bio. Why don't I just tell, just wrap it up a little bit about what I did?
Yeah, please.
Save a little time.
Yeah.
I use dowsing combined with prayer and blessing. I brought prayer and blessing to the dowsing world. Rather than using devices and tools and techniques to block energies or remove energies, I focus on space clearing and personal clearing, and I do it all with blessing. I've been dowsing since 86, but I've been dowsing actively. I've been teaching dowsing and doing this work professionally full-time now since 97. So what's that, 16 years. And I basically help people, even though I use dowsing, and that sounds odd to a lot of people, even though it might not to a lot of your listeners, but to a lot of people it does. Like, people say, what is this dowsing? It's just, to me, it's a God-given ability that we all have to experience the sacred energies of creation and to explore this unseen world of subtle energy. And I basically help people understand the importance. It gets down to the basics of positive thinking, positive emotions, prayer, and blessing. And I just get people to believe more in the power of blessing, what I call this blessing process, more in the whatever they consider, however they define the divine, more in some higher power, and more believe more in themselves. And I teach people to just use the blessing process throughout each day for everything in life. And this is an amazing ability that we all have. And most of us, by far, have no idea of its power or how to really do personal blessing. We can say, oh, yeah, I'm blessed, or bless you, or, you know, I've got so many blessings in my life. But that's not the same as asking whatever you consider the divine to bless you. So basically, I help people learn how to keep their own energies balanced and keep the energies of their home and their families and their homes balanced, and create more beneficial and healing energy environments within them and around them. And I do that through, you know, what we're doing now, a radio interview. I do it through my book, through my website, and teaching. I teach around the world and do workshops. And like I say, I'll be speaking and doing a workshop in Flagstaff in the fall. And I like to return to that area. I love it there.
Yeah,
so
it's
that's
pretty
it
interesting
in a nutshell.
Area. Yeah, and let's give your website too, dowsers.com. That's dowsers.com. And people, if you got a problem going on in your place, you need to contact Joey because.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, it's quick, it's
some
easy.
People, you know, I do almost all of my space clearing is done remotely, and we do it over the phone. The phone has nothing to do with the energy work except for my rapport with the client.
Mm-hmm.
But I can actually do I call it spiritual house cleaning. I can do my remote work better than I can do it if I were on site. The only advantage when I'm on site is I get to teach people to do the dowsing in the process. So it's really, to me, it's not just about blocking the energies that are removing the energies that are causing problems in our lives. It's more about understanding that these energies are integral to our lives. The energies are there. The earth energies, the natural energies of the earth and the universe are there to support us, not harm us. And they are our energetic mirrors. They're constantly reflecting us back to us. And so the more negative we are, the more detrimental or out of balance the energies of our homes will be. The more positive we are, as a general rule, the more positive the energies of our home will be. And dowsers have learned that we can change the energies, block or remove some of the detrimental energies in our home, and it seems to help us. And that's because what we're doing, in my opinion, is indirectly affecting the people of the home, because the energies of our homes are like macrocosms of the energy within us. They're, again, reflecting us all the time. And I find that if we just keep our own energies balanced, as well as other members of our family and others who might be imprinted there, or at least keep our energies, our homes clear of other energies who might be, other people who might be imprinted there and causing problems, all the energies just come into balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, the thing that's different about the way you do it is this blessing stuff. Because I, you know, I've talked with a lot of dowsers through the years and kind of a lot of the old hard-bitten guys, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, their way's the only way and all that kind of stuff. And I've been dowsing right. since I was a little kid. You know, I started with the branch, you know, and would find the underground water and stuff. Because, you know, what else are you going to do when you're a kid, right? So, you know, that's what I experimented with. And it was a lot of fun. But the thing that really got me, and thank you for the book and the DVD, by the way, what really opened my eyes, Joey, was your Kabbalah connection.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, my God, this is really fascinating stuff. So I would love you to explain the whole thing with the bed, the energy grid around the bed, sure. and how it relates to people.
Sure. Well, dowsers have focused on the bed for ages, and especially modern-day dowsers have focused on the energies around beds more, not ages, but since the 50s. In the 50s in Germany, there were the whole concept of geopathic stress was developed. And a couple of dowsers and also doctors named Drs. Hartman and Dr. Curry, they found energies that they felt were related to the earth that caused people to have problems, especially illness. And they found that these energies happened to be around beds. Also, other dowsers through the years have found that underground streams seem to carry energy that's harmful to us, and those can be under our beds or the energy fields going through our beds from those streams. And there are other kinds of energies, various kinds of earth energies that people around the world believe cause geopathic stress in our lives. Well, I have found, I mean, I could tell, my book tells you the whole journey I took to get to this understanding, but I have found that there are energies around the bed. Everybody's bed has a certain pattern of energies that I started finding in 1996. And it's a repeating pattern. It's the same pattern around everybody's bed. Through the years, I found more and more elements of the pattern. And in time, I realized that we are directly connected to these energies because what I would find early on is I found some of the energies were detrimental or out of balance in this pattern that I would find. I would bless the people, and the energies would come into balance around the bed. Or I could bless the energies around the bed, and it seemed to help the people. So I realized that the bed pattern, what I call the bed pattern, is really the human energy pattern imprinted by the people who sleep in those beds. Imbalances in our lives from our struggles and strains of life manifests as imbalances in our human energy pattern, which is, again, a matrix of energies or a pattern of energies around each one of us. And And most of us have some imbalances in our lives because we all have issues in life. We all have problems in life that we worry about, that we respond negatively to. Now, from 96 to 99, I found more and more energy lines, and I found that they come in mated pairs. And by 90, eventually, I found seven pairs of energy lines, six pairs of energy lines that actually intersect the bed. And there's another pair of important lines I've come to understand below the bed, but we'll get to the point here, what you ask about. One day, it was just like given to me from within. You know, it was just like shown to me.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
The bed pattern, when I had found enough of the pattern, I realized the bed pattern is the Kabbalistic tree of life, or the tree of life in Kabbalah. And the tree of life is, according to the ancient teachings of Kabbalah, or Kabbalah, as it's said in Hebrew, the tree of life is the first act of creation. When the eternal created the universe, the physical universe, before that, the very first act of creation was a pattern of energy called the tree of life. And everything in creation is supposed to be patterned after this. It's like a blueprint for creation. And it's supposed to be within us and around us. When it says in the Bible, let us create man or mankind in our image, that image, according to Kabbalah, is the tree of life. And I really feel that I've found it. It's around each of us. It goes with us everywhere we go. And it's our whole life is basically wrapped up in this pattern. And we can directly find this pattern around our beds and around bodies, people's bodies, but it's hard to doubt your own pattern because it's always walking around with you, you know. It's already going as you go. It's connected to you. Then, as time goes on, I started realizing that this pattern repeats itself in the energies of life. It's around our beds, it's around rooms in our home, it's around our homes, and it repeats itself endlessly in the energies of creation. And I find the pattern gets larger. It just goes out like it gets larger and larger and larger, repeating itself. So I find energies around communities, the patterns around communities, neighborhoods, communities, cities, countries. These are real energies that we can all learn to find. And your listeners can go online to the website and learn much more about it. I've got a couple of articles in there about it. But there's a lot more detail in my book.
It was fascinating. When I read that in preparation for the show, I was like, oh my God, you're really on to something. And it just felt so right. You know, I can tell when something's truth immediately. And it was like, you know, it was like ding, ding, ding. You know? And I went, wow.
It totally changed. It put me on a new path.
I bet.
And it was interesting because I gave a talk. I've been publishing the ongoing versions of my book, you know, basically quick print copying it since 97. Mm-hmm. And in 99, early 99, I thought I was ready to finish it up and get it, quote, officially published, not and quit doing these, you know, quick copy versions. And a psychic, or a lady who happened to be intuitive, she's not a professional psychic, heard me speak in San Jose. And afterwards, she came up to me, she says, my guides won't leave me alone. I've got to tell you something. And I said, well, I'm right here, you know, talking with all these people, and, you know, I'm busy right now, but give me a little time, and we'll get some time to talk. She basically said that, she said, your book's not finished, and you're not ready to publish it. Well, I don't know what she did. I didn't say anything about the book I had in my hand. I mean, selling that day wasn't the finished book product. And she said, they're telling me that you're going to find something in your work, and immediate it's going to be something new, and it won't It won't make you anything wrong in your work, but it won't change your work except evolve it. You'll come to a new understanding that'll help your work come together even more, and immediately you'll know you've got a lot more work to do. Well, I didn't believe her, and that was in February, and then in June is when it happened. And then immediately, I had forgotten about her, and immediately, and I mentioned her in a book, her name is Cece, and immediately when I realized the bed patterns could be the tree of life, I thought, wow, I said, I'm not ready to do my book. And then I remembered her. I called her right away. It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it's magical the way that stuff happens. And really, mm-hmm. this is such groundbreaking work that, like I said, I've been doing dowsing since I was a kid. And this stuff, I sat right up and went, what? Wow. And, I think that until somebody gets your book and really starts reading it, they're not going to get the full impact of how groundbreaking this really is and what
and
a huge difference.
And you have to read those last few chapters a few times.
Yeah.
To really let it sink in.
Well, yeah, especially like if people are interested in sacred geometry at all, it makes perfectly good sense too, because all the angles and everything are what's producing our our physical experience here. And I just need to find what angle I need to interrupt the constant yowling of my cat. When I find that one, that would be really magical. to have this in a dowsing book is really remarkable. And I'm just like, I was wowed by this whole thing, I got to tell you. And I'm just thrilled by the whole thing. And I love that you have the blessings in your book too. Because, one of the things, like, I can sit down and tell people the four or five parts to a prayer, and they will invariably write me and go, well, I don't know what to say. And
right.
So you have some sample ones in here, which are really nice.
Yeah, well, not only that, I put together that, as you know, by the end of the book, my simple blessing process.
Mm-hmm.
And I've broken my blessings through the years, got longer and longer and longer. And when I do blessings over people, like at the end of a remote session with them over the phone, or if I'm in person with them, it's very long.
Mm-hmm.
However, and my blessings in my book got longer and longer, but not nearly as long as my blessings when I say them. But I realized even the ones in the book, people were having a hard time memorizing it. They felt like they had to memorize it. They didn't learn mm-hmm. the process, and they didn't understand how to put together a blessing.
Yeah.
And so, and they quit working. If you change those words, you're changing the intent. And mm-hmm. unless you have an appropriate intent to accomplish what you want to accomplish, it's not going to really effectively change the energies the way you want. So I broke it down to five component parts. I call it my simple blessing process. The first component, and this is all in the website at dowsers.com, the first component is to address the divine in some way. I might say, dear God, when I'm teaching somebody anyway, I used to, in the book I say, may the powers of the universe converge. But however you address the divine is fine. And then you call on the divine to bless you and charge you or charge you with energy. So that's basically what blessing does. Blessing charges us with energy. So you can say, bless me or bless this object or my home or my son or whatever and charge me with energy. And then the third part is you define a purpose. And I like to do a general purpose. The general purpose is to bring healing and balance to my complete being. Physically, think of the physical body. Emotionally, think of the emotions. Mentally, think of the mind. And spiritually, remember to think about all this while you're saying it, because that's what does it. And then you just close it with an expression of gratitude and a closing, like, thank you, amen. And those five parts will make a blessing work. And then there's an optional statement that you can put after part three. So after you say to bring healing and balance to my complete being or his complete being or her complete being, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, you can say, and especially to help me know what to do to get a new job and bring more money into my life, or to help me heal this cancer, help me know what to do to best treat this cancer or this symptom I'm having or whatever it is you're trying to do. And it makes a difference.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And I can tell you that most of the really cool stuff that I have learned that I learned, like, you know, 20 years before physicists ever announced it, you know, this type of stuff, it's because I asked those kind of questions, you know, like, mm-hmm. help me with this, or how do I do this? What's the next step? And what do I need to know about this to understand it better? I started asking those questions too, and that's how I got all this crazy information that I got. And it really is the way that it's supposed to be. I mean, the universe won't just spit out the answers to you. You have to ask the right questions. But it leads you.
Well, you know, and that goes back to the pendulum dowsing. Mm-hmm. You know, people get the idea that we have all the answers to everything in the universe by a swing of a pendulum, and you can get all the answers for everything. Now, if you're super intuitive and you're really in tune, maybe so, but then you could probably do it without the pendulum. But mm-hmm. you see, I say what you say. You have to ask. So I ask questions, but I don't ask questions and expect an immediate answer. I ask questions of the divine. I ask questions in my meditation. I form what I want to learn in the statement or the intent of a blessing. In other words, dear God, please bless me and charge me with energy in order to help me understand da 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 da. Okay. And I've grown to have patience through the years, and I'm willing to wait for those answers to come in their due time. And sometimes it can take years, but I know they come. Everything I've wanted to learn, or almost everything, because there's still things I want to learn I haven't figured out. But through the years, all the things I wanted to learn have been given to me. The answers have been given to me. And that's what gave me all this information, all this understanding. My understandings didn't come from somebody else in the physical world teaching me. It came from within. It came from spiritual teachers, I think, from the divine. And it's just so fulfilling, you know, and I love to help people with it.
Well, and the thing, too, is, you know, like I keep telling people, you got to have patience, too, because I found, you know, probably like you, you know, found out the hard way, the universe isn't going to hand you the answer on a silver platter. But it likes that you're asking the right questions, and then it will lead you. It kind of says,
right.
Oh,
and then
look,
they come.
Here's this little carrot.
They come in the most unusual, unexpected ways.
Yeah.
The answers come.
Yep.
And they're
fun that way.
Sometimes it's a vision that makes it very clear, and other times it's seeing, noticing something in nature. That's what happened to me recently. A question was answered that I've been asking for 2 years, and the answer was right in front of me every day. I had to notice it. It's just amazing. It's just amazing how life works.
It is totally.
Again, like I said earlier, nature is always supporting us.
Yes.
The universe is always supporting us. But the universe will support our negative stuff of life, just like it will support our positive, joyful stuff of life. And so the universe or nature supports our negative thoughts, actions, and emotions with what dowsers call detrimental, or I might prefer to call unbalanced energies. Nature supports our joyful stuff of life, our kindness, our prayers and blessings with beneficial or balanced energy. And to me, a negative thought, action, and emotion, these are negative blessings, because they have the exact opposite effect on the energies within us and around us. And remember that when the energies within us are reflected in our energy environment. So when we're really struggling within with fear and anger and resentment and hostility, that gets reflected in our living environment. And it causes the energies, the more intense our negative thoughts and emotions, our fears and angers in life, the more intensely detrimental or out of balance the energies of our home will be. And it's just so evident once you start being aware of it.
Yeah, and one of the things I told people years ago is had to do with, you have prayer where you're asking for something that you want or desire to either have or become. But if you're worrying all the time, it's like praying to the devil. Instead of praying for what you do want, you're praying for what you don't want to happen, and then it does.
It goes back to the law of attraction. If you're focused on what you fear, you're going to bring in what you fear.
Exactly. And then there's weird stuff that happens too. Like I've been watching all these portals pop up all over the place lately. And, I'm not surprised when they pop up around me because I've always had that happening ever since I was a kid. But when I see them popping up like out in the public areas where they weren't before, and I see how people are acting around them, they look to me like they're like circling the edge of a whirlpool, And they get
like
confused.
Like a vortex.
Yeah, they get confused.
Yeah, that's what the portals are, vortexes.
Yeah, and it's just really interesting to watch the reactions of the people around them, and I'm like, wow, this is intensifying so much. I mean, every time we have another leap in this energy like we did last week, there's more of these things popping open, and people have got to stop being in fear. Because they're going to create all kinds of weird stuff, and there's enough weird stuff in the other dimensions anyway. So when it crosses over, it's going to get, really strange. But people are attracting so much of this stuff by their very fears and by thinking that they're powerless. So
you are so correct.
Yeah. So the goal of this radio show is to help people to understand how to deal with this stuff in lots of different ways and to understand you don't need to be afraid. You just deal with it. It's like I had to laugh last week. I was talking about the different disguises of the djinn and waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning and seeing a spider sitting on my ceiling. It was huge and it had 6 red eyes looking at me. And I went, get out of here. And one of the listeners wrote me and said, eek, if that had been me and I opened my eyes and saw a giant spider sitting on my ceiling looking at me with 6 red eyes, I would have run screaming from the room. I said, well, when I was 3, But now I'm like, no, you get out. And I mean, I think that if people would get your book, they'd have a better understanding of what's really going on around them, and they wouldn't be so afraid. Did you have a chance to put
all that stuff? You mentioned electrical radiation earlier, and you mentioned really from cell towers and stuff, but so many people fear electrical fields radiating from appliances, from their television, from their computer screen, from their cell phone, from the microwave oven. And, one of the new chapters in my book, I learned early on that you can douse those energy fields radiating from appliances that weaken us, and that's in the earlier portion of my book. And you can bless those fields and make them beneficial.
Sure.
Now, that sounds odd to a lot of people, especially people that fear it. But there's two, with my understanding anyway, there's two fields radiating from an electronic appliance. One is what I call the physical electrical field that can be measured with a meter or a gauge, like a Gauss meter. Mm-hmm. Or a cell sensor. There's devices that you can really measure those things. If you can measure it with a meter or a gauge, as far as I'm concerned, it's not subtle energy. Subtle energy, I'm hoping to find someday somebody who can find the same energies that I find with dowsing and detect them with a meter or a gauge, but I haven't found it in all these years.
I'm going to have to talk with you about that off the air. We got to go pretty soon. We've only got a couple minutes left, but I think that
they can learn.
Your listeners
can listen, learn about it in an article on my website.
Yeah, definitely. That listeners, please do check out Joey's stuff, because really he is a dowser that you're not usually going to run across. So you want to check this out. But anyway, I'll send you an email, Joey, about my ideas about that. And, you know, we'll see if when I take my little trip back east and, you know, see what they've got to work with there, that might be helpful. Anyway, we got to go. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And
I'm so sorry I was late.
Well, it's okay. Stuff happens, you know, and I'll have to have you on again, because I want to go more into the new stuff in your book. And please, if you have any specials for people, should they just mention they listen to the show, or?
Yeah, if they mention that they listen to the show, you know, and whatever they buy, we'll throw in some, you know, a couple of CD interviews. And okay. They can also, and I didn't really, you asked me to, but I didn't really put together a special. But put it this way, we'll make something very special for them.
Okay, great.
If they buy my book and a pair of rods, we'll include gifts.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Joey. And I'll have you on again so we can discuss more of this, like see if you've got some time, like towards the end of August.
Yeah.
Let's do this again, because there's more concepts in the revised edition that I really want to talk to you about. So anyway, we'll have to do that.
And maybe we can connect when I come out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll definitely make it up to Flagstaff for that. And hopefully we can get you doing a workshop down in Cottonwood. So we'll see how your schedule is. So thank you so much for being on the show. It's a delight, as always. And
thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. And our show has been brought to you by starlights.com. That's StarRlights.com and alternativecancer.us. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.